Greetings and welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I am your host, Steve Nordyke, and we are in the second month of baseball. Lots of stuff going on. Before I get to any of that, let me remind you again about our email to email questions. Average Joe's Fantasy is avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. Email me any of your questions. And on Twitter, we are Average Joe's Fantasy, @AverageJoe'sFantasy, AVG, Joe's Fantasy. And I'll be posting things, try to every day, every other day. So let me know if you have any questions about players or who to start. If you're looking for a spot starter, I can help you out with that as well. You know, I get a lot of questions now about who to pick up. You know, from people I know or from people that I've been in leagues with. You know, which guy is better? Which guy is going to keep it up? Is Jed Lowry legit this year? Which the answer is no, because he's never legit. Which spot starter to pick up? Should I pick up, you know, guys like, I don't know, Sonny Gray or Jay Happ? And really it depends. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So again, you know, I want to, you know, be involved here and be available to answer questions, because even though my two teams that I live drafted are sucking badly. Very, very badly. My other teams are doing actually pretty good. It just happened to work out that these two are terrible. So let's get into it here and talk about some trading, which is really where you are going to separate yourself from the league members who don't make any moves. You know, everybody will pick up people off of waivers. Some will be more active than others, you know, with streaming starters and picking up spot starters here and there. But being able to make a trade, you can pick up a third round or a second round or a first round guy, which you can't get on waivers. You know, on waivers, you're looking for a guy who's going to play for a week, play for, you know, a couple of weeks, that are doing pretty well. But if you make a trade, you could pull in some really top tier talent that could elevate your team and surpass some of these guys that aren't making trades. It always boggles my mind when people just stand pat and don't trade anybody. They pick up a guy, he's tearing it up, and then he just fizzles out and he's on waivers again, you know, 2 weeks later. Or 3 weeks later, or a month later, or 2 months later. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to sit on these guys and watch them just peter out. You know, ship them out for somebody good. Ship them out to improve your team long term. That's what really separates these great players from these fly-by-night waiver guys, is the long-term investment, the long-term quality that you get from these guys. You know that when you have a guy like Betts, he's going to have a full year worth of great. Same with Trout. That's why they go so high. You know, these guys who are all-stars generally put up a full year of greatness. They may dip, you know, for a week or 2 weeks or a month here and there, or, you know, for a couple months like Encarnacion usually does. But getting one of these guys that you know is going to bounce back is really going to help your team go forward. It's going to solidify a major hole that you have, and it's going to help you compete and catch up or pull away from the rest of your league. So some of the guys you want to sell high on now, you're looking at, I got a whole list of them here, you're looking at Ozzie Albies, the league leader in home runs, Blake Snell, who's tearing it up, Patrick Corbin, who's been tearing it up all year, Alex Colome, the closer from Tampa Bay. He's doing all right. I mean, he's not tearing it up, I would say, but he's doing all right. He certainly got some value, and he's going to get traded. So get him out. Trade him for somebody good while you can. Nick Castellanos, who I love, and I'm cool with hanging on to him all year because I really like Castellanos. It's going to be hard to find somebody better than him unless you can pull a blockbuster. But Castellanos, I like. You know, he's doing great. Mitch Haniger, who I also like. You know, he's one of my sleepers coming into the year. I got him on a few teams. He is destroying the baseball, and I don't have a problem hanging on to him either. Last year, he was on a breakout pace before he got hurt. This year is also on a breakout pace, so if you're gonna trade Haniger, you better get a first round talent back. Jose Berrios, who's been struggling his last couple starts, so you may have already missed the window on selling high on him. I mean, two starts ago, you may be able to pull him off for somebody like Josh Donaldson straight up, or somebody like Alex Bregman straight up easily Bregman. You know, but now you might only get somebody in the sixth or seventh or eighth round who are doing all right, or somebody who's kind of scuffling a little bit because the luster is kind of off him. Let's see, we got Dylan Bundy, who's been doing great. You know, Dylan Bundy and Haniger, it's not necessarily a bad package for somebody like Severino. man, if someone's struggling, if they're down there 9, 10, 11, 12, and they have Severino, but they have major holes, that's not a bad package. You get Bundy's nice numbers, and you get Haniger tearing it up. Same with, like, Haniger and Corbin. I think that definitely gets you Severino, Strasburg. It might even bounce you into one of the top four. Blake Snell and Haniger, Blake Snell and Castellanos, Blake Snell and Albies. I mean, you're looking to upgrade when you have these two guys. You're looking to upgrade into, like, J.D. Martinez. You're looking to upgrade into definitely Rizzo, Bryant. Even though I don't really like Bryant, I don't have him on any team this year because he didn't have a good year last year. He wasn't good. And I haven't traded for him. I've offered trades for him, but the trades that I've offered have been low. I'm not going to offer Haniger and Corbin for Bryant. I'm just not going to do it. I think it's too much. I'm not that high on Bryant. And now that I've said that, he'll probably win the MVP again. Rizzo, kind of the same thing. I mean, he's down right now. He just came off an injury. He's not hitting well. I would go get Rizzo because I actually do like him. And Yahoo, he's second base eligible. Bregman is also a guy you can go get. Even though he's doing all right, he's not really crushing. You know, he's not stealing a lot of bases. He's not hitting a lot of homers. Not driving a lot of runs. But he's going to start. He's going to play on that high-powered Astros offense. He's a guy to go look at. Let's see. Goldie, of course, he's been on my go-get since the start. He has not. He started to heat up a little bit, but he's not gone like Joey Votto and really hit a few, you know, three home runs in a row. Three games in a row, hit a home run, something like that for Votto. So Goldie is still a target, and you could definitely put in like a Miguel Cabrera and Corbin, or Miguel Cabrera and Haniger. I mean, that's not a bad offer, really. Because the guy who's going to have Goldie is going to be in, like, the bottom half of the league, at least. And probably more like the bottom quarter, bottom third, 8, 9, 10, 12, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So they're going to need something. And they're probably pissed off that Goldie's been struggling. You know, they're upset that they took Goldie 5th or 3rd or whatever ridiculously high spot they took Goldie. You know, I took him 10th in a league. I took him 10th in one league, and Betts went next. So, yeah. I wish I could do that over. See, the other guys you want to go get. Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton, of course. I still think he's going to turn it around. You know, something like Haniger and Corbin for Stanton, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I guess it's good. It's really a tough call. You know, when push comes to shove, and I keep saying sell high, and buy low, when it comes to selling guys like Haniger and Corbin high, it just makes me pause. When I'm looking at Stanton and looking at him struggle. But I would still make that trade. I would still make that trade all day, even though it gives me a little concern to trade these two dudes who are ripping it up. I would make that trade in a heartbeat, and I might regret it for a few weeks. But eventually, when Stanton starts crushing and Haniger gets hurt and Corbin comes back to earth, you know, and turns into a good starter, but not where he is now, you'd be like, yeah, I made the deal. Let's see, who else is on my list here? Gary Sanchez is probably a little bit too late. He's starting to heat up a little bit. And it's hard to get Sanchez. It really is. The only guy, I mean, Yadier Molina has tailed off. He was a guy a couple weeks ago you might have been able to package for Sanchez, but now it might be a little bit too late. You're going to have to package somebody really good to get Sanchez. And Encarnacion, who I already mentioned, who has the last three games just annihilated. Annihilated pitching, and now his numbers look pretty good. So he's probably a little too hard to get now. People are like, oh, yeah, he's back. And they're going to want third-round value or fourth-round value or something ridiculous for him, even though he's stunk for 4 weeks. Guys like Yelich, Rich Hill, they're also struggling a little bit. I mean, Yelich, I would definitely go get. Would I trade Haniger for him? Probably not. You know, somebody like, I mean, straight up, it'd be tough. It's a really tough call. I certainly wouldn't deal Castellanos and Corbin for him. But I would somebody like Snell, maybe Snell and Bundy, maybe Albies straight up, maybe. But it'd be really tough. I mean, Albies I probably would just because I don't have a lot of, I don't know, it just makes me nervous when these rookies start on this kind of a pace. It makes me concerned that they're not going to keep it up. And then obviously he's not going to keep it up. But, you know, you never know. Maybe he'll hit 38 home runs this year out of nowhere. And carry the team. Next year will be the year he sucks. But something like Albies for Yelich should be pretty good, assuming you have more than one second baseman. If you don't, then you're sticking with Albies. And guys in the DL you might want to go after, Elvis Andrews and Byron Buxton. They're hurt. The owners are upset. go get these guys that are hurt. You know, I went and got Donaldson on one of our teams here, Towles Hill, and yesterday he crushed. So someone like Andrews is someone I'm definitely looking at. The guy who had him doesn't have a shortstop now, so I'm looking to deal him a shortstop, someone like DeJong or Chris Taylor, someone in that area. But I'm not going to give up a whole lot for it. I'm not going to trade Haniger for Andrews. No way. But someone like Bundy and Jose Peraza, I'd offer that. That's not a bad offer. You know, Bundy and Tim Anderson, assuming I have a better shortstop, that'd be pretty good. Maybe even Tim Anderson straight up. You know, Tim Anderson's doing all right. So I'm going to get him. Baseball is all about the long term here, the big picture. You know, you're in for 6 months. So making these trades with a guy out for another month, like Bumgarner, go get him. If he's available, go get him. He'll be back in a month, maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and you got half a season of a great ace. I certainly wouldn't trade second or third round value for him. That's absurd. But if I could trade Snell, why not? I'd trade Snell for him. Why not? Snell and Bundy? Sure. Would I trade Barrios for him? Absolutely not. Haniger? Nope. You're going to have to look at a couple guys who are doing all right. Maybe Miguel Andujar. That'd be all right. Miguel Andujar for I forgot his name. Bumgarner? Something like that would be all right. And yes, I am recording this from my car at lunch at work. So apologize for the quality of the audio, but the quality of the content is always top-notch. So no apologies there. No apologies needed. So I will apologize for the two teams that I drafted live, Towles Hill and Eggs Odorizzi. Towles Hill is chilling in eighth now from a high of third. They have struggled with pitching. In the beginning of the year, you get big swings based on a couple starts. If your guy goes out and gives up seven runs, you're going to drop four spots, which is what happens always. So they've been struggling. Eggs Odorizzi, their pitching has got awful. You know, I've been picking up streamers that have been getting bombed. So both teams are still good. Odorizzi features Stanton, and Stanton's been horrible. So I don't know. If at the end of May, if I'm still in 12th, then all my good players are going to be shipped out for everybody who's sucking. I'm going to take everybody's bad players, you know, everybody's top three or four round players who were struggling. They're going to come back to my team, and I'm going to pray for a miracle turnaround. But I'm basically looking to go from 12th to like 7th in a month. That's where I'm going. Towles Hill's in 8th. I'd like to get up to 6th or 5th by the end of the month. Really start to solidify what I'm doing here and what my goal going forward is going to be. So in Towles Hill, I made a trade. I think I mentioned it before. I traded Chase Anderson for Josh Donaldson like 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, something like that. And Chase is my worst, my number 7 or 6 pitcher, which, you know, whatever. Chase Anderson's all right, but he's not going to really carry my team because I have dominating starters already. So I traded him for Donaldson straight up. One of the league guys complained and said it looked like collusion, whatever. I said, no, it's not collusion. I just don't think Donaldson's that good, which I don't. I don't think he's a third-round pick, but I don't think he's also worse than Chase Anderson by a mile. I mean, Josh Donaldson's a consensus third-round pick, basically, in every league. Sometimes he goes late second. Sometimes he goes early fourth, but he's generally going in the third. And I got him for a song. So that'll hopefully help my power numbers because Towles Hill is struggling with homers. So I'm pretty happy about that. Now I'm going to look to move Bregman. Remember, I traded for Bregman. So I'm going to try to move Bregman and get a little bit more power if possible because he's not hitting at all. I'd like to have him start to heat up a little bit to have a little more value, but whatever. I'm happy with Josh Donaldson. Hope he stays healthy. I also made another trade in Towles Hill. This was kind of an impulsive trade. I don't know how I feel about it, so if anybody wants to send any feedback, again, AVG Joe's Fantasy at Yahoo.com. Excuse me. AVG Joe's Fantasy at Yahoo.com. I traded Chris Taylor and Dylan Bundy for Paul DeJong. Now, I don't know how I feel about it. I was more or less frustration offering. I was just so pissed off at Chris Taylor for being terrible. And I offered it, and the guy, I forgot I offered it. I offered it like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and it was just sitting out there because I have 13 teams. I send out because trade offers pending on every team. And I forgot it was there. I probably would have canceled it had I seen it again. But the guy accepted. And then as soon as the trade happened, Taylor went off for his big day or whatever. And, yeah. So I think I may have given up a little too much there. Probably did. Whatever. You know, stuff happens. Paul DeJong's got more power. So hopefully he can help me there with my power struggles in Taos Hill. But not the kind of trade I'm hoping for. I don't want to even out a trade or, you know, win 40% trade. I'm looking to get, 70 to 80% win rate on these trades. But whatever, maybe it'll work out for the best. Anyways, let's talk about some waivers real quick. Now, there are some pretty good guys on waivers that you should be looking at and monitoring. Somebody like Michael Brantley, you should already have picked up, and he's available in quite a few leagues. Someone like Tanner Roark is solid. I would definitely pick up Roark. I mean, you may not want to start him every time out, but he's going to start. I mean, I would start him almost every time out. Someone like Josh Reddick, nice utility guy. He'll hit. Nice to have on your bench in case someone's out for a couple days or someone misses a game. Kevin Gausman. I think Gausman has a lot of talent. I mean, I don't know if I'd pitch him on the road at Yankee Stadium or on the road in Boston, but at home against the Twins or at home against the Royals or on the road against the Angels, he's pitching and he's starting and he's going to do well. So I like Gausman. Let's see here. Yonder Alonso, he's been crushing. He's going to hit home runs. He's going to do all right anyway. He's like, 30% owned or whatever, 40% owned now because he was on a tear and a lot of dudes scooped him up, but he's still available in a lot of leagues. So he might be somebody you're looking at if you have Miguel Cabrera and he gets hurt, pick up Alonso for a week. A couple guys you might want to watch for. Jose Bautista is getting called up today to play tonight. I don't know how much hope I have that he'll actually not be terrible. But if you're in a deep league, I'm in a 20-man team league, and there is like the waiver wire is a ghost town, and I got him. And I picked him up a couple weeks ago, put him in my NA spot, which this league has. So if he can do anything reasonably well, I mean, if he hits 230 and hits, 25, 30 home runs the rest of the year, I'm loving it. That's a great spot for me because there's nobody available that I can just pick up and plug in and hit well like that. Again, with that said, I probably wouldn't rush out to get him. A lot of people are rushing out to get him. They're like, oh, he's going to be great. He'll play third base for the Braves. You may want to hold off. If you have dead weight on your bench, then go ahead, cut him loose, and pick up Bautista and see how he does. But if you're debating between, like, Bautista and Gausman, let's just put the brakes down a little bit and see it. Make sure it doesn't fall on his face first. And Matt Adams as well. I don't know how I feel about Matt Adams, but dude's always been able to hit. Just hasn't really played consistently. And he's been annihilating the ball for the Nationals. So, no one to keep an eye on him. Like I said, if you got dead weight, you might want to pick him up. See if he continues. But I wouldn't drop any contributors for him. Now, for pitchers, if you're looking to stream, there's a bunch of guys that I always look for. And just see what matchups they have. I'm always looking for Francisco Liriano. He's been pretty good this year. Man, like I said, I wouldn't pitch him in Yankee Stadium. But I would pitch him at Comerica against the Royals, which they play a lot. I'd pitch him against the White Sox. There's a lot of teams that are bad. So keep an eye on Liriano. I wouldn't necessarily keep any of these guys on my team. Like Gausman, I probably would. I do have him on a couple teams. But a lot of these guys are just going to be there. Pick them up, drop them, pick them up, drop them. If they put a couple starts together in a row, then you might want to hang on to them. See if they can increase their value and become tradable. But someone like Liriano is going to take a lot to be able to trade him. Mike Foltynewicz from Atlanta. Again, watch his matchup. Gausman, I already mentioned, but I'd probably keep him on the team. Jay Happ is also a borderline bench guy. He always does well. He just seems to do well. He pitches well. He doesn't strike a lot of guys out, but he's doing pretty well this year. Walker Buehler, the rookie from the Dodgers, he is electric. He's a guy you might want to hang on to, depending on how the Dodgers rotation shakes out. He is looking for some innings. And if I can't remember who got hurt the other day. What was his name? I forgot. But if he gets consistent starts, Buehler could be a big-time contributor. So scoop him up if you can. Drop some dead weight. If it's Buehler or Gausman, It depends on how much you need Gausman. You know, if he's your sixth or seventh starter, cut him loose. If he's your fourth best starter, you're not going to drop Gausman. You're going to drop somebody else that's crappier. Somebody like Tyler Molly, also good for matchups. Jacob Feria from Tampa Bay, good for matchups as well. Chris Stratton, good for matchups. And Sonny Gray, good for matchups. He's probably on waivers in a lot of the leagues just because he's been terrible. Some people are going to hang on to him because of the name. As far as the waiver wire and transaction list goes, you're always going to want to monitor these. I've told you this before. See who's getting dropped. If good players are getting dropped, obviously try to claim them. But go to that team and try to abuse them. You know, prey on the bottom teams. A lot of these guys getting dropped, you know, like I said, I've seen Andrews get dropped. I've seen Xander Bogaerts get dropped. Byron Buxton get dropped. Encarnacion get dropped. Luis Castillo's been dropped in a lot of leagues lately because he's been horrible. And I haven't rushed out to get him. But the other guys I have claimed, I did get Buxton in a league. Yippee. And he got hurt right away. So see who's dropping these top five round guys and go after that team. You know, obviously they have an issue somewhere. Two for one them all day long. And you're also going to be able to see who's active. You know, look at the transaction list and see what teams are actively picking up players and go after them. You know, right now, beginning of May, you may see teams in 12th or 11th just quit. They're done, you know. They have a couple teams that, well, maybe they even have one team. They just like, forget it, I'm done. It's boring. My team's dead. Three guys are hurt. So it might be a little bit too late for some of them. But get on these guys quick before they do quit by June. Let's see. For my last little parting comment here, right now is the time where you're putting your long-term focus in, you know, long-term focus as a goal. You need to improve in an area. You know, your home runs are down, or your RBIs are down, or you know, your WHIP or ERA is struggling. Now's the time you need to go out and make that long-term investment. Go out and get that guy who's going to be there for the next 4 months, 5 months, whatever, who's going to be there every day and do well every day. You know, go get Corey Kluber. Go get Chris Sale. You know, because these guys who are up and down or whatever, if you're doing well, solidify your spot, pull away from the league. If you're struggling or middle of the pack, ship out a couple of these guys that are on fire, shore up your weakness, and move forward. If you have to overpay, then overpay. You know, if Chris Sale is going to make or break your league, then trade JD Martinez and, I don't know, Gausman or Bundy or somebody's doing well. You know, some pitcher who's been on fire. I wouldn't obviously trade Barry. Maybe even Berrios. You know, if that's what it takes. It's probably a little too much. But again, if you're not sold on Berrios, whatever. Goldie and Berrios. If you're tired of Goldie, if you really need to improve, ship them out. You know, now is where you're going to formulate your long-term strategy, because in a couple months, you're going to be stuck. Once that trade deadline comes, you're finished. And once you know, a third of the league quits, it's going to be a lot harder to make a deal. So you're looking for long-term investments right now. Guys that'll be with you from now till the end of the year. You're not looking to trade for a guy and flip them. You're looking to trade for guys who are going to be with you the rest of the season. It's super important. You know, you don't want to have a guy like let's say Berrios, for example. I'm not saying he is done. I hope he's not, because I got him on like three or four teams. But you don't want it. If he hits two more bad starts in a row, you're not even starting him anymore, and you're thinking about dropping him. I mean, it comes to that point. You know, Matt Chapman is already getting dropped. He was on fire. He doesn't have, I mean, another bad week, and I'm cutting him on the one team I have left. I was able to trade him on one team, mercifully, but other team that I got him on, he's going to be gone in a week if he doesn't start hitting, because I just don't care about Matt Chapman. The window's closed. I tried to get rid of him. I couldn't. And the same could be said for really, like, Miguel Cabrera. He's been doing great. Now he's hurt with it, whatever. Now he's hurt with whatever. He comes back from injury and gets hurt again. I mean, eventually his luster is going to be gone. They're going to be like, why would I want to trade for a guy who's always injured? Someone like Miguel Cabrera and Jose Berrios, maybe that can score you. That can Luis Severino. And Severino is the real deal. Strasburg's the real deal. Syndergaard, who's also been struggling, you know, struggling a little bit. Struggling, I mean, dude just throws 1,000 pitches in like 4 innings. Go get him. You know, DeGrom had his little hyperextended elbow issue. I don't know if I probably wouldn't trade Miguel and Berrios for him, but if my team is, you know, in fifth or sixth or seventh and I'm struggling to look for an ace, maybe I would. So if you take anything away from this, look for the long term right now. Looking for long term plays. The rest of the season, long term, guys who are gonna be consistent, maybe a little bit down now, but who have shown over the years who are reliable contributors at elite levels. You want to get Goldschmidt right now, and that's it. Plug him in, you're done with it. And that's it. If he sucks all year, he sucks all year. But he's not going to. He has to start hitting. He really has to. Same with Stanton. He has to start hitting. So let's look for some deals. I mean, I wouldn't overpay for Stanton. I wouldn't overpay for Goldschmidt. Not at all. I'd overpay for a guy who's doing well. Overpay for guys who are doing well and who will keep doing well. You know, I don't want to get confused here saying, you know, let's just overpay for Stanton. Let's not do that. But let's overpay for J.D. Martinez if we have to. You know, Bregman and whatever, Kimbrel. Bregman and your top closer, something like that. Let's go get him. Donaldson and Bregman for Mookie Betts. I doubt they'll take it, but maybe. Something like that. You want to trade for the guys who are doing well. You're only overpaying for guys that are doing well. The top four aces, Severino, Strasburg, Strasburg's not even doing that great. Syndergaard, they're doing good, but they're not doing elite levels. They can still raise that bar up. That's what we got for today. Average Joe's Fantasy, AVG Joe's Fantasy at yahoo.com, AVG Joe's Fantasy on Twitter. Let's make it happen. Good luck.